Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
That's right. We're going to zoom in on changes to the curriculum when we speak with Minister for Education Ong Ye Kung right here on Money FM 89.3 in 35 minutes. And speaking of education, my next guest was a teacher for 7 years before she made some significant changes in her career, shall we say. I'll let her tell us what those changes are. We're getting to know an influence today, Giet Ko. She's head of account management over at Deliveroo Singapore. So she is the woman forging partnerships with all the different agencies that jump on Deliveroo that you and I benefit from. We're going to find out what exactly head of account management does and a little more of some of Deliveroo's diversity and inclusion initiatives, given we're just coming off the weekend. Happy International Women's Day to all my sisters out there. Giet, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
It is terrific meeting you. So you were a teacher for 7 years, and then you made some big changes. It was sports that called you, Sports Singapore. What did you do there?
I was a strategic engagement manager in Sports Singapore.
Right, and then after that, you made a switch to Deliveroo. Is that what happened?
Yes, that's what happened. I was a teacher for 7 years, and the reason that I really went for a teacher to being a strategic engagement manager is really wanting to increase career satisfaction. So at the point in time, I was teaching for more than 7 years, like what you pointed out. While I love teaching and imparting knowledge, I wish to challenge myself further. So it was really a desire to want to test myself beyond teaching. I was also a national rugby player at that point in time and representing Singapore. So when the opportunity to join Sports Singapore came, I just jumped at it.
That is wonderful. So after 7 years, you know, it's very popular now, this idea of mid-career moves by individuals. What made you decide, okay, this is really something that I have to do, move from the public sector to the private sector? This is something I have to do for myself. Did you do any sort of retraining to make that happen?
Right. Before I went to Deliveroo, I actually took a year-long sabbatical break. I was doing internship with startups after my stay in public sector.
Wow, that is really something. After 7 years to be an intern, and that is something that you wanted to do for yourself.
Right. At that time, the tech industry was really booming, and I was very intrigued by it. I wanted to learn new things and also seeing how tech and startup bring value and convenience to people. I decided I wanted to join it.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a big jump.
Talk about rolling up your sleeves and just diving into it. So let me ask you, you mentioned being a rugby player. I wonder if sort of sports and, you know, being in the world of sports has impacted the way you lead, in the way you manage.
Honestly, working in a food delivery company feels like playing for a professional team like an NBA. The industry is very, very competitive and we have many worthy opponents. And yeah, at the same time, we are surrounded by many talented co-workers. And there are so many transferable lessons that I learned in the workplace. So if I have to pick, there are two really very strong attributes that I would actually talk about today. One is really being relentless and succeeding as a team. So as an athlete, it is very important for us to be relentless in striving for excellence and raising the bar. So in business, we have to continue to be relentless in trying to better our service to the customers, to the restaurants that we serve, be it good times and bad times.
So be relentless. And I suppose you bring your rugby spirit to them, that rugged spirit, huh?
Yes, that is right.
What exactly does a head of account management do over at Deliveroo? What is your day like?
Okay, my day can be really hectic. As a head of account management, I'm in charge of the overall account servicing for Deliveroo Singapore for 6,000 over restaurants partners. Essentially, we are the team behind keeping all your favorite restaurants running on Deliveroo. And my role means that I head the account management team as well as manage the overall account servicing. I'm responsible for driving growth for restaurants.
So
and
you, you work with restaurants to get them on board of Deliveroo?
I'll get them on board, get them set up for success and keep their business growing on Deliveroo.
All right. That sounds like a big job. Giet, is it true or is it a myth? Is it a male-dominated world, the tech startup world?
It is quite true. If you look around, it is very male dominated. And also, there's still many stereotypes of like how women should or should not behave in the workplace. In some workplace, when women are more vocal, we're often labeled as like being bossy or instead of being confident. And when you don't speak up, we are not like expressing our opinion. So this observation is quite true to a certain extent. But in Deliveroo Singapore, it is considered a myth because there are so many women leaders in the workplace. We actually have more than 50% of the management staff that are female.
Wow. Did y'all have a celebration for Women's Day over the weekend?
Yes, we actually, you know, as usual, we are a food delivery company.
So
we
eat a lot.
Yes, we eat a lot and also at the same time celebrate each other's achievement.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I wonder if you have any tips for not just women in business, but people out there. You know, you're a former teacher, taught for 7 years and then made the jump. Anybody out there who's passionate about learning, wants to constantly reinvent themselves and maybe find a different career in midlife?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, we must learn to be vulnerable. Looking back at my journey from being a teacher to a public servant to intern and eventually head of account management in Deliveroo Singapore, I have to be willing to be vulnerable to move from my original position to the position I'm in now. So once you express the ability to be vulnerable, everybody will take lead, and in vulnerability we become stronger and we empower each other to be better.
And don't be afraid of taking a year-long sabbatical.
That is financially very crippling, but at the same time, very rewarding.
Which actually makes me ask, you know, we're all about money on this station, and I actually host a show about personal finance. I encourage people to save. I share tips on investing. How far ahead did you have to start saving that, you know, get out of my job pot before you were able to afford that year-long sabbatical?
I think the first, when you start working, you should always like plan for a personal finance. Just in the event of rainy day, or you decide to take a sabbatical, a year-long sabbatical break, and you once you have that pot, you have this security and assurance that you could actually really pause and then consider your moves before you carry on the rest of your life working. And that's why I think that your program and your station is so great, because you can really teach people how to prepare for such events.
Well, thank you very much. You're definitely invited back. So have you always been a saver then?
Sorry, pardon?
Did you start saving the moment you started working?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
I did, yeah.
All right. Well, it served you well, and we congratulate you for how far you've come, and thank you for sharing your inspiring journey with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great talking to Giet Ko, Head of Account Management at Deliveroo Singapore, my guest and influence this morning.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.